Welcome to this Hero Complex Imagination Meditation. For more family-friendly series and specials, please visit our website at herocomplex.ca. Today's meditation is our very first creature of legend, the unicorn. And so, whether you believe in them or not, we are going to believe in ourselves with this one. My name is Rob, and I'm going to guide you through a fun and relaxing meditation today to help us let go of our present thoughts. There's no right way or wrong way to do this. I'll remind you to breathe now and then, but please feel free to breathe whenever it works best for you. We're just hoping to quiet our minds for a little while, focus inwards, and feel good. Please find yourself seated on a flat surface with your back sitting up tall in a gently relaxed way, or lying down. Don't force anything. You can close your eyes, I do, or even just lower your eyelids as you softly gaze downward. Let's begin. The unicorn is a legendary creature that has found its way into many stories, myths, documents, books, and tomes over many different cultures and countries for thousands of years. It is often described as a horse-like beast with a single spiraled horn on its head. The unicorn is said to represent purity and grace and has magical powers, such as turning poisoned water clean, and has the ability to heal the sick. It is also very elusive. It has firmly established itself into popular culture, having appeared in many films and TV series, and is often used as a symbol of fantasy and rarity, the rarity comparison being applied to either rare things and objects and even talented people who are referred to as unicorns. There have been sightings and accounts of these animals over the years, even in the present day, and while many people believe the unicorn to be very real, there are others that believe it impossible to exist. But what I do think is true is that we all have a specialness unique to each of us that requires us to believe in ourselves, the way many people over thousands of years have believed in the unicorn. As the old saying goes, believe in yourself because nobody else will, except maybe your mom. Okay, little unicorn, we begin simply as an idea. We don't exist yet because no one believes in us yet, so let's believe ourselves into existence. And if we exist, we breathe. So let's start by taking a deep breath in and a big breath out. Breathe in and breathe out. We are breathing now, so you must exist, little unicorn, to breathe is to exist. Even if no one else believes, we believe. So believe in that breath. If we believe, we will truly come to prove our existence. We don't have to do anything big in order to be believed in. We just simply start with existing by breathing. Start small. So as you breathe, you begin to believe your whole body and mind into existence, little unicorn. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe down deep into your belly. And as you breathe out, we begin to appear in the midst of the lush green forest where we live. As you continue to breathe, we start to fade into existence. At first, we are like a ghostly apparition that you can see right through. But the more we breathe and the more we believe, the clearer and more solid we become. We feel our muscles and our bones. We feel our fur. Now breathe down into your four long legs. Breathing deep down into your hoofs, little unicorn. Feel those hoofs planted firmly on the ground. And as you breathe down, you feel energy and light entering your very being. You feel the flow of oxygen into your body. You feel the circulation of life force running through you. Breathe into your flaring horse nostrils. If someone saw you now, they might think you are just a horse, but you are more than that, little unicorn. You are more than what people think you are. You are not limited to what their perceptions are. You are not what people think you are, or say you are, or tell you that you are. You are what you believe you are. You're a unicorn. Now, focus all of your energy into the middle of your forehead, little unicorn. Focus on a spot somewhere between, but also above your eyes, in your forehead, a perfect spot for your unicorn horn to emerge from. Breathe energy into that centered spot, little unicorn. Breathe deep into your mind. And as you do, you feel the horn emerge from your skull. It doesn't hurt. On the contrary, it feels wonderful to believe something and have it come to be. Believe that the unicorn horn will rise from your head, and it will. Breathe deep as the beautiful sparkling horn begins to twist in a spiral swirl as it grows like a narwhal horn right out of your head. As you breathe in, it grows longer and stronger and more powerful. There is no doubt in your mind as to who and what you are to yourself, little unicorn. You are impervious to what others say. You are safe from their doubts. You believe in yourself, and that is all you need. As the horn sparkles in the sunlight, you feel powerful. Not because you have super unicorn powers, but because by believing in yourself into existence, and by believing in yourself despite naysayers' doubts, you have shown others what it means to believe in yourself. You set an example of how powerful believing in yourself can be. You show others that believing in yourself is more powerful a force than anything. Your self-belief will be positively contagious as others begin to believe in themselves too by following your example. All negative feelings of self-doubt will gradually disappear. You will show others like you that just because some choose to doubt you, you can accomplish whatever you set your mind to by believing in it. And likewise, you can believe in them so that they too may believe in themselves. The world is full of doubters and haters, but you, little unicorn, you are not one of them. You show others that it's better to believe in yourself than anything else. You're not harming anybody by believing in yourself. You're not affecting anyone else. And you should feel good for spreading that self-belief, little unicorn. Breathe in and breathe out. When you exhale, a power is emitted from the horn on your head. A power in the form of a rainbow you might see after a misty rainfall. And that rainbow seems to beam forth from out of your unicorn horn and climbs up high into the sky and arches way over the horizon, encircling the entire planet. Breathe in and breathe out that power. And anyone who happens to be under the rainbow will see your self-belief and feel a little more compelled to believe in themselves against their doubters and naysayers too, as that positivity is spread globally. Each of the rainbow colors offers a different feeling of self-belief in you. Focus on the colors by breathing in and out. Yellow is the belief in what is true, and you are true to yourself. Like the yellow sun is sure to rise every day, it is true, and so are you. Red represents trust. Trust that your self-belief will come to be if you continue to work at it every day. Blue is confidence. You don't just believe in yourself. You have confidence that you are who you believe you are. And so it will come to be if you simply believe. Green represents acceptance. You accept yourself for who you are, whether others accept it or not. Orange is commitment, that you will commit to believing in yourself and will continue to do so, especially when others doubt you. And finally, the color purple. This color of your rainbow holds the power of eternity, that you will forever believe in yourself no matter what challenges you face. Breathe out that rainbow and share your self-belief with the world, little unicorn. Your ability to believe in yourself is the greatest power you can hold. It is the greatest power you can share with others. Believe in yourself is belief in others too. So keep on believing, little unicorn. Never stop believing in yourself. Slowly float your eyelids open. I hope this has helped you believe in yourself today. You can return to this meditation again and again to help you whenever you need to remind yourself of the importance of self-belief. It's like a muscle you can grow and strengthen if you keep focusing on it. Don't listen to the haters, just believe in yourself. Ignore the naysayer. Sorry, I had to do that. We'd love you, listener, to let us know what you'd like to meditate on next and what animal you'd like to imagine. We take our inspiration from you. If you're enjoying imagination meditation, visit our website, herocomplex.ca. Also, please do share this series with all your friends and go ahead and subscribe or give us a review. We'd really appreciate that. Thanks for listening and have a wonderful day.